This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, June 25th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. New air quality rules advance. Almond Alliance is hiring, and DOJ commits to ag antitrust enforcement. Far-reaching air quality plan advances. The San Joaquin Valley Air Pollution Control District is considering a plan to ensure the region meets a new benchmark for federal air quality standards. The state implementation plan would incorporate new rules for low-dust almond harvesters, reducing dust from fallowed fields and cutting emissions from irrigation pumps. Environmental justice advocates applauded the added regulations, but pushed the district to adopt stricter standards during a recent hearing for the district's governing board. Western Agricultural Processors Association President and CEO Roger Isom pushed for science-based policies that, quote, actually move the needle. He also raised alarms over, quote, an impending disaster with lagging energy infrastructure. A new job opportunity in almonds. California's $6 billion almond industry is looking for a new CEO. The Almond Alliance is seeking an experienced candidate to drive membership and PAC contributions that, according to Rachel Quinn, a managing partner at the executive search firm 3P Partners, who penned an opinion piece in AgriPulse on Monday. Applicants should be able to lift heavy objects such as complex state and federal public policies targeting water scarcity, food safety, and sustainability. They should be comfortable sitting at a desk for extended periods of time to help the industry offload a 21% production bump to international markets. The position may involve occasional travel between the coasts. U.S. inspections of Mexican avocados to resume gradually. The Agriculture Department will resume avocado and mango inspections in Mexico's largest avocado-producing state following an attack on U.S. employees earlier this month. Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service employees will gradually restart inspecting avocado and mango packing plants in Michoacán, U.S. Ambassador Ken Salazar said in a statement Friday. However, he added that steps still need to be taken to ensure the safety of inspectors in the field. More work still needs to be done so that the agriculture inspectors are safe and can resume inspections and thereby eliminate the impediments to the trade of avocado and mango to the United States from Michoacán, Salazar said. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. NFU, RCAF, pleads with the DOJ commitment on antitrust enforcement. The Justice Department is expanding efforts to combat anti-competitive practices in the ag industry. Michael Cades, Deputy Assistant Attorney General in DOJ's Antitrust Division, told attorneys at RCAF's annual convention Friday that DOJ, quote, will stand up a team of enforcers focused on agriculture based out of Chicago. He continued, quote, they will have the leadership and commitment of our entire division behind them, Cades said. They'll focus on the hard cases and the big swings. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue responded to the announcement in a statement, quote, the increased focus on antitrust enforcement is a vital step towards ensuring fair competition and protecting family farmers and ranchers. In an interview with AgriPulse, RCAF CEO Bill Bullard noted that DOJ has been investigating the big four meat companies since the days of COVID. He said this appears to be a step related to that. Cade said DOJ hopes to learn from those in the industry. We have heard about troubling reports about the conduct of some buyers at some auction barn, conduct that could be illegal, he said, informing attendees how they can share information with the DOJ or USDA. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. EPA formally petitioned to boost biodiesel RD mandates. A group representing biodiesel and renewable diesel producers is formally petitioning EPA to raise the usage mandates for biomass-based diesel. The industry argues EPA set the renewable volume obligations too low, leading to a crash in prices for renewable identification numbers, or RINs, and hammering producers. Clean Fuels Alliance America is asking EPA to raise the biomass-based diesel RVO from 2024 from 3.04 billion gallons this year to 5.1 billion gallons. That number is equivalent to the actual production in 2023 plus 500 million. Clean Fuels wants EPA to raise the 2025 RVO another 500 million gallons to 5.6 billion. The 25 RVO is currently set at 3.35 billion gallons. The Clean Fuels petition notes that the group argued for higher RVOs when EPA was writing the set rule that fixed the mandated levels for 2023 through 2025. We warned EPA that a no-growth scenario, as was proposed, would have devastating consequences on the investments being made to meet the greenhouse gas reduction goals of the country. Unfortunately, we are now experiencing those consequences today, the petition says. HPAI can affect milk production after virus recovery, NMPF scientists say. The chief scientist for the National Milk Producers Federation says that while most cows that recover after having been clinically affected by high pathogenic avian influenza regain milk production in 30 to 45 days, some don't. Some do not recover milk production at all, Jamie Yonker said on a webinar sponsored by the Council on Agriculture Science and Technology. In a follow-up conversation, Yonker emphasized he does not have the data to say what percentage of lactating cows may lose production completely, but it appears to be a small amount. The long-term impact of the H5N1 virus on production also is unknown at this point, he said. We're probably not going to understand until this fall if there's been any lasting impact for those cows that have essentially been dried off because of the H5N1 infection, Yonker said. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, June 25th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.